On Friday afternoon, ISMA, the Indiana State School Music Association, announced that competitive marching band has been canceled for 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic. Joining us now on 93 WIBC and Network Indiana, Doug Hassell. He's the band director at Carroll High School in Fort Wayne. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for the invite. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Doug, I'm sure it was heartbreaking news to hear late last week that the marching band season is over, kind of really before it even started. I want to ask what your first reaction was when you heard the news. What kind of feelings and emotions did you have?
Well, from the beginning of the summer, we were entering into all of this with a sense of hope, but also that hope within a sense of reality, knowing that this could happen. And so I was actually with my son in GameStop, and I got a text from a colleague who had told me that Kentucky had just canceled theirs. And then about a minute later, I saw the text that looks like there may be something coming as well from ISMA. And when I saw that, my heart just kind of sank, just kind of the reality of knowing that what we thought could happen might be happening. And then it was just kind of processing. And I knew that the first thing I had to do was verify it, which, you know, all the educators were verified that afternoon. And then it was a kind of a balancing, a sense of sadness, but also the realization that we still have to move forward. We have to figure out what we're going to do.
I'm sure you also had to sit down with your students, or at least maybe the seniors, and tell them the unfortunate news. How did they take it?
Well, I wish I would have been afforded that opportunity. There was a series of interesting events. We were notified by ISMA as directors on Wednesday afternoon. I had the percussion and the color guard students who were in the rehearsing, which is kind of how we had to do with this during that week. But I wasn't going to. I don't even see all my students until tonight when we start our first full band camp. So what I had to do was draft an email and send that email out to all the students. And the explicit instructions were given from ISMA to allow all directors the opportunity to communicate however they can, and that ISMA would be releasing an official statement on Friday. And, of course, in the social media world, you know, I was able to communicate that to my students. And despite the request, you know, to not let those things get found out through social media, you know, at some point throughout the state that started happening. So I think my students were notified when I told them Wednesday night through email. I was able to meet with our section leaders the following Thursday night and just kind of get a sense for where they were. And in that conversation, there was a sense of sadness, and again, also a sense of understanding, but also a sense of hope, because, the competition part of what we do it's been a part of it, but it's never been the whole thing. And the overwhelming resounding response from the kids was, we just want to be together. We want to be together. We want to make music. We want to do something where we can perform. And at this point, we don't even really care what it is. We just want to be together.
For those that don't know how marching band works, or competitive marching band at least, it's kind of like high school sports where you have competitions through the regular season, if you will. And then you get to the part of the season where you try to qualify for regional, semi-state, and the state finals, which are at Lucas Oil Stadium. But, Doug, how long have you been a band director?
Well, this is my 21st year.
Is there anything in your career that you can compare this moment to?
There really isn't, you know, because it's entirely different. As a band director, the closest thing I can explain it is the day that we all found out that we were going to go remote learning, and, you know, and then of course subsequently when we all found out we were going to stay at home. And the best analogy I've heard, I've never flown an airplane, but I was told someone made the analogy about, you know, doing remote learning when none of us had really been trained in what it was. It's kind of like building an airplane at the same time you're flying it. And so if there's a bright spot is that we came through that and we learned from that. And now we have spent the last 7 months designing the show. And now we have to completely reimagine everything about it in 5 days.
Wow. Again, we're talking with Doug Caselli. He's the band director at Carroll High School in Fort Wayne, but obviously not just a band director, but a teacher. And you touch up on that about remote learning and all the craziness that you have to deal with, not only when it comes to marching band, but also in the classroom. There's two sides of your job, really.
There's multiple sides. Those are probably the two most common.
With competitive side of things being canceled, where do you go from here? So what will you guys do in the fall of 2020?
Well, that is an ongoing, evolving answer, and it's a process. And as I said earlier, you know, I haven't even seen all my kids until tonight. Tonight will be the first time. And so we're starting with asking what the kids want to do. You know, what we cannot do is we cannot travel and perform to other competitions because, first of all, they don't exist. School invitationals follow the ISMA pattern and protocol for how to do a show. And as expected, when ISMA canceled their competitions, most of the schools I'm aware of also did theirs. So this kind of gives us an opportunity to reinvent what we already do. And, you know, we had a very, very, very strong show plan for this year. There's a financial component about that we had to take into consideration. Do we still do that show knowing that it's not going to be fully what it was? Or do we hold on to that for the future? Or, you know, so we're still working through some of those things. But as far as what we can do, we can rehearse on our field. We're going to be practicing some social distancing in terms of tonight being separated in our smaller sections for most of rehearsal and most of this week. And as we start figuring out, we're going to be approaching camp just like we normally would in terms of the very basics of how to play and how to stand and how to do posture. That part of things isn't changing. And as we go through this week, we're going to be figuring out what works because this is an environment we've never lived in. So we have to live it before we know what the answers are. So what we're trying to do is figure out a way that we can make our rehearsal environment or our rehearsal facility also our performance facility. So that means, what are our limitations as far as what we can and can't do on site? It also means that there are things that maybe we couldn't do in a normal facility or normal performance environment that now we can do. And now we don't have the limitations because of how ISMA structures things. Now we have opportunities to maybe think about trying different things that we couldn't before. So that's the bright side and something I think we're really looking forward to.
How are masks going to work? Obviously, you can't play an instrument while wearing a mask. So where does that fall in with the social distancing and the safety guidelines?
Well, it's like a lot of things. It depends on the environment, and it depends on the people, and it depends on the proximity. When possible, and when social when practical for the rehearsal environment, i.e., if we're playing instruments, we can't use the masks for wind instruments. Percussionists can. If the color guard is doing something, or if the band proper is doing something with related to anything visual, you know, they could be wearing a mask. If it's impossible not to be social distanced. The good news is that for a lot of what we do outside, naturally we exceed that social distancing 6 feet guideline, and sometimes it's at the very minimum 7.5 feet. Often it's 15 feet. So what we're going to approach it is when indoors masks will be on, when indoors masks will be on when social distancing is not possible. When outdoors masks can be used when social distancing is not possible and when it doesn't interfere with the rehearsal environment. And then we get into when we're doing things where masks may not necessarily be as big a part of the equation. If we're big and we're spread out, they may not be. I think the biggest challenge that all of us are trying to think through is not so much the rehearsal component in how masks work, but the social component of how masks work. Because most of, there's a lot of time that we spend rehearsing, but, and I know you know this as a former marching band member, there's that component of just being together that so many of the kids look forward to. And we have to make sure that the kids understand, look, you're with your friends and you're enjoying this being together, but you still have to make sure that masks are a part of how your interactions are.
Ongoing process, obviously, with Doug Cassell, the band director at Carroll High School in Fort Wayne. One more question for you, Doug, because, again, for those that are not familiar with marching band, every school, every band, every year, when you have a show that you're working on, that you perform, usually the show has a title or at least a theme to it. What was what's the name of your show this year?
Well, you're asking a question that really is kind of in the past tense. The initial plan for the show was called We Rise, and it was about overcoming adversity.
And fitting.
It was prophetic. Yeah. What we've tried to do, and Rob, this goes back to your days at Norwell with the Ripple Effect, was we always want to try to have a theme that is a life lesson we can teach the kids. And so last year's program was called Shine. It was about being a light in the darkness for others, and we thought we were going to take that in a similar direction this year, about teaching people how to overcome adversity. And the music was going to reflect that, and we were looking at props that had to do with stairs going up. And so when this all changed, when ISMA's competitive season changed, we're in the process of reevaluating what that looks like. And again, you know, this is the show is about these kids. We're going to be looking for some input from the kids as far as, you know, what thematic things we can weave into. The music itself, that we're shifting gears on some level. So we're sort of reevaluating what it is we can play. And that's going to play also into what the theme is. So I don't know that I can say right now we're going to do the same show. I'm pretty sure we're not going to do that. I can say moving forward, we want to come up with something that fits what we're going through. And, you know, we have a mission for our program, and that mission is to use music and excellence to learn how to be successful in life. So whatever it is we decide we're going to do, it's going to be driven by that mission. And obviously the circumstances change on a daily basis, and we're going to have to be flexible to go along with that.
Looking forward to seeing how this turns out for you guys up at Carroll High School. Doug Cassell, the band director at Carroll High School in Fort Wayne, thank you so much for joining us and sharing what is a frustrating and somewhat sad, but also looking at the good side and the bright side of what can still be part of a 2020 season for marching band. Doug, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.